An air war between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip is escalating. For several days, rockets fired by Hamas and other groups in Gaza have been raining down on Israel, reaching far north and sending people into shelters, so far with no deaths reported. Since Tuesday, Israel has answered with a campaign of airstrikes, killing at least 89 people and wounding more than 600. From Gaza, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
When an ambulance pulls up outside the main entrance of Gaza's largest hospital, visitors and reporters press in to see the latest victim of Israeli missiles. Burly men in fresh blue fatigues, some armed, press Gawker's back. This afternoon, a thin young boy, eyes open, head and hand wrapped in white bandages, was carried from the ambulance to a curtained bed inside. He is one of hundreds of Palestinians injured in the past 3 days of intense Israeli airstrikes. Upstairs in the children's ward, Samah al-Masri comforts her four-year-old niece, Shema. Masri says the girl's mother was among family members killed as they left a relative's house. Shrapnel pierced Shema's stomach and side. Masri says she's not sure who will care for the girl. Now her mother is gone.
I will try to take her with me, or maybe she'll stay with her father and his other wife. But she was so closely connected to her mother.
In the next bed is Abdul Majid Abu Marahil, an 8-year-old boy. His oldest brother, Jihad Abu Marahil, explains what happened.
He and his cousin were watching TV when an F-16 shelled the field behind the house. The ceiling collapsed and mud and rubble buried them.
They survived. The cousin is in surgery. Another brother takes us to see the spot the boys were injured. The extended family lives in several one-story mud rooms between taller residential buildings in Gaza City and an open field. The ceiling of one room has collapsed, scattering red cushions. The television is still on the table. This home doesn't appear to have been the target. It apparently just couldn't withstand the nearby impact. Israel ramped up the number of strikes in Gaza today. Rockets shot from Gaza into Israel continued too. A few landed or were intercepted as far away as Jerusalem, and air raid sirens in major cities sent Israelis scrambling. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he is not considering a ceasefire at this time. Neither is Hamas, says Fawzi Barhum, a spokesman for the militant Islamist group that controls Gaza.
We are not talking about ceasefire now because we are the Palestinians. We are the victims. The Syrian question is the criminals. Now they are killing the people, killing the civilians. Till now, they are bombarding Gaza by all shapes of bombarding from the sea, from the sky, from everywhere.
More than 100 rockets hit Israel today, according to the Israeli military. Hamas spokesman Barhum says Hamas will stop rockets when Israeli airstrikes stop. But Israeli officials say they'll quiet their forces when Hamas is quiet. So both sides say the other must stop firing first. Meanwhile, the parents of injured Gazan children have to figure out a way to tell them why they are hurt. Majid Abu Marahil's son Khalid was in that mud house with his cousin watching TV when the ceiling collapsed.
I will tell him exactly what happened, so at least he will understand what we are suffering as a people. He is just a child, but he must learn that we are fighting our enemies for our homeland. He has to know why this happened.
His nephew, Jihad, takes a broader view. I'll tell the boys this is what God had written for them, he said, and he'll tell them that God will punish the Israelis. Streets in Gaza City were quieter than usual today. The boom of explosives continued after sunset. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza City.